I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. You know the open to Law and Order. It mentions two separate but equally important groups, the police who investigate and district attorneys who prosecute. The one person in the United States who does both is the Attorney General, and today we hear he's stepping down. After 6 years, Eric Holder will be resigning from President Obama's cabinet once his replacement is confirmed. It's been a stormy tenure for Holder, and not just over domestic law enforcement. During his time at Justice, the Obama administration has been juggling a host of global security and legal issues. David Cole is a law expert at Georgetown University, and I asked him what Attorney General Holder's legacy will be when it comes to national security.
His most significant contribution was refocusing our criminal justice system on bringing terrorists, including Al-Qaeda terrorists, to justice in ordinary criminal courts rather than in military commissions on Guantanamo.
Right. And precisely on Guantanamo, I mean, Holder came in to office with the lofty goal stated by President Obama to close the detention center there in a year. And 6 years later, that still hasn't happened. What do you think that says about Holder's time as Attorney General? Was he the man to do it?
Well, he wasn't really the man to do it. That was closing Guantanamo is really a matter of the Defense Department working with the State Department and especially working with or against Congress. It's really Congress that has put up multiple blockades to closing Guantanamo. But what Holder did say early on was we can prosecute terrorists in ordinary criminal courts. We don't need to use military commissions. And very controversially, he sought to bring Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to justice in a New York criminal court. The controversy ultimately forced him to reverse that decision and send his case back to military commissions, where it has languished ever since. But in the meantime, Holder has prosecuted successfully very high-level al-Qaeda people, including most recently Osama bin Laden's son-in-law, successfully in New York criminal courts, just as he sought to do with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
So in that sense, you think Holder kind of brought an end to what we know as the global war on terror?
No, absolutely not. Nor was it within his control to put an end to the war on terror. You know, the war is continues to be fought with al-Qaeda. It has been expanded most recently to ISIS. But that's a decision of the president and a decision of the military. What he has done is said and made clear that we can use ordinary law enforcement tools to bring terrorists to justice, and often more effectively than through the military justice system, which is the position that he articulated from the beginning.
Right. But if it went back to the military justice system, what do you think Holder's legacy is going to be on this?
Well, on that issue, he was forced to reverse himself, and I think we would all be better off had he not reversed himself. But what he has shown since then is that, in fact, his critics were wrong, that he was right, that, in fact, it's better and more efficient and you get better justice if you bring these people to ordinary criminal courts.
How about this drumbeat of terror plots that have been disrupted? I mean, do you even feel confident that you know that much about the plots the White House refers to? And can you say that Holder has been leading the charge to disrupt them?
Well, I think what we've seen in criminal prosecutions in the United States are some prosecutions of actual attempts to engage in terrorism that are quite serious. But we also see, unfortunately, a number of cases that are essentially entrapment cases, cases where FBI agents found a young man, often somewhat vulnerable man, and encouraged and solicited and prodded and eventually got him to agree to engage in some sort of terrorist plot that was of the government's devise, and then prosecuted him for essentially saying yes to the proposal put forward by the FBI's informant. And those are very troubling cases. I think they're driven by this desire to prevent another terrorist attack, by the realization that we don't know where that attack might come from. But I think those cases continue to demonstrate a kind of over-reliance on a preventive model that has, I think, created as many terrorist plots as it has disrupted actual terrorist plots.
It occurs to me that Holder's time in office has been so defined by international crises around him. How would you assess his ability to juggle both the domestic and the international fronts?
You know, I think he's faced a lot of very serious challenges as Attorney General. but I think his heart has always been in the right place. He has put in place the most significant criminal justice reforms that we have seen in the last 40 years in the direction of reducing reliance on incarceration. And he has sought to turn our focus with respect to terrorism away from the military justice system, which has foundered, and back towards the criminal justice system that he oversees and that has worked very successfully.
David Call is a law expert at Georgetown University. Thank you for joining us today, David.
Thanks for having me.